Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name, your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so please give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z, as in zoo. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Connie Fusella, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, I have a few quick announcements. On June 21st at 5 p.m. Eastern Time is the drawing of our Summer Solstice Medium Raffle of 2023. You can win as many as 5 medium readings, so get your tickets now. And the participating Forever Family Certified Mediums are Rebecca LoCicero, Lynn LeClaire, Connie Fusella, who's our guest tonight, Kathy Nadell, and Renee Buck. And then we have a special announcement tonight. There's a new book out by none other than Bob Ginsberg, one of the founders of Forever Family. And the book is called My Life, Here and There, A Journey That Transcends Time and Space. Bob's life has always been a mixture of sadness and joy, and the balance between the two often seems skewed in one direction. Bob's life has been filled with both unspeakable tragedy and glorious moments of profound joy, leaving him to ponder if there is any design, meaning, or purpose to this physical existence. The story of his life may at times make you cry, but the tears will be balanced by his hilarious experiences, reflections, and observations. Considering that he once desperately wanted to die himself and eventually moving on to enjoy a productive life, there is much inspiration to be found in these pages. Living life with the knowledge that permanence is an illusion allows us to learn how to reason less with our brains and experience more with our hearts. Due to a twist in this autobiographical journey, the reader will learn a great deal about what comes next after we exit this world. This will require an open mind, but will hopefully provide great insight into the question of whether we are inhabitants of a designed or random universe. The prospect of an afterlife has been pondered since the dawn of man. It's one of the greatest mysteries of life, but there is clarity if one digs deep. And all the profits from Bob's books, because he has another one called The Medium Explosion, are donated to Forever Family Foundation. So this is another opportunity for you to enjoy the book and support the work of the foundation. And the book and his other book is available for purchase on Amazon. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let me introduce our guest. Connie Fusella is a certified medium with Forever Family Foundation who has had spiritual awareness and experiences since she was a small child. In her early 20s, an allergic reaction to a medication led to a near-death experience, which intensified her intuitive abilities. This was the catalyst that inspired her to seek out knowledge and explore mediumship. Throughout the years, she has found that her readings became increasingly detailed and frequently felt the presence of those in spirit bringing her their names, how they passed, and other specific details. She realized that her readings were becoming mediumistic versus psychic and knew that she had to further educate herself on communicating with those in spirit. Continual self-improvement and training enabled her to develop into a credible evidential medium. And without further ado, hi Connie, welcome back to the show.
Hi, how are you? Good to be here.
Good. I'm so happy you're back. I actually saw my Instagram today that like little memories thing came up. And I think you were on the show exactly a year ago today.
Oh my goodness.
It was like April 20th, 2022. And I had reposted the flyer for the show. I was like, oh my God, this is our annual, annual meeting. Yeah. Well, we actually get to meet in person finally this year at the grief retreats. But I do think those are sold out. So you can't come hang out with Connie if you don't have a me and Connie if you don't have a ticket yet in for July, right. October. But next year's, I think there's some next year that the tickets might be out there. So go on the Forever Family website, anyone who's listening, and you can kind of buy those. But do it quick because they sell up. Okay, so Connie, we have a few minutes to chat. And mm-hmm. I was going to ask you one thing, and maybe if we have time, I will. But I don't know if I talked to you last time about when I just read your bio, you said you had a near-death experience. So was that like you went to the other side and had a life review and everything? Or was it more just a pretty bad, you know, hospitalization type of situation?
Yeah, well, interestingly enough, I did have a life review, but that was another allergic reaction to medication where I was in unconscious state for a couple of days until, you know, I came to. But with my near-death experience, I went into ventricular cardiac arrest. I was in New York City when it happened. Mm-hmm. And I had an experience where I was, you know, out of my body, floating above. I could see and hear the doctors, working on me. Right. And basically, I flatlined. And what happened next is I was on my back feet, forward. And I went into what I would describe as sort of like, if you ever had like an MRI, mm-hmm. you know, like that look, it felt small like that with like kind of something you'd see out of Star Wars or whatever.
Right.
You know, space. It was all like white and like pulsating light. And I was going, you know, towards it with my feet first. And it was kind of going into this like warp hole. And then as soon as I like touched the light, I mm-hmm. zipped back. And that's when I came to.
Oh, they revived me. So interesting. I don't know how I didn't ask you this the last time you were on the show. I must have not been paying attention to your bio.
Yeah.
This is so interesting.
Yeah. And right after that, when I, you know, went back to work in the city is when all of a sudden, all I wanted to do was go get readings from psychics and start like, you know, what's going on with this? I was intrigued. Like all of a sudden, I had that in my, you know, in my mind, in my subconscious.
Right. Well, I guess when, after, you know, you've kind of touched that side of existence, you can't really, people tend to not forget that.
It
kind of becomes a bigger part of your life for sure. So I was going to, my original question I was going to ask you, which I guess is, this is a good segue into it, is when you're doing readings, does anyone on the other side ever tell you what it's like over there? Because a lot of times people will ask me, well, what is my dad doing? Or what does it look like? Or do they ever tell, you know, people will ask me, do they ever tell you? And I get kind of different answers. So I would love to know what experiences you've had with that.
Yeah. So a lot of the times I see them doing exactly what they love to do while they were here. Mm-hmm. So if they were an avid, you know, fisherman, I see them and they come through like that. It's like, oh, I see them fishing on a lake. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's what he loved to do. You know, so I see them enjoying a lot of the same things that they did here in life. The other thing that I see, and you probably had this experience too, especially let's say, you know, you have a child that, you know, was born with a disability and never was able to walk. And, mm-hmm. you know, all of a sudden I see like that little girl, you know, being a ballerina or, you know, riding a horse, doing all the things that they never could. Right. So I also see that as well.
Yeah, I get that too. They'll always kind of say like the limitations that they might've had in life, that, you know, they're physically alive. They're not there at all. But I do get the a common thing that they tell me is they'll kind of laugh when I ask the question. And they're like, we'll do our best to describe it to you, but you can't fully grasp it with the state you're in right now. And I'm like, how annoying, but I get why. You know what I mean?
Right.
Even people who, you know, like you who have near-death experiences and you'll go to the other side.
Right.
You know, they come back and they say, there's really no words for me. Even I'm going to try to describe it to you, but there are no words.
Yeah. And I've had a couple of experiences, you know, where I've kind of like touched over there. And it's interesting because there are no words. It's an understanding. I think that's the best way that I can say it. It's just like an understanding of being and existence. It's like, words aren't necessary.
Right. No, that makes perfect. It's so funny that you say that because I always try to put it in different ways. And I think that's the most succinct way to put it is that like the word, it's almost like diminishing it to try to put it into words.
Exactly.
Or making it smaller than what it is. But you know what? I think it's easy for us as mediums to understand that because a lot of our information kind of comes through that way. Like,
right.
As we're doing a reading, it seems like we're having a conversation like you and I are having right now, but that's so not the way that it goes.
Right.
It's kind of mind to mind, and you just know things sometimes, or, you know.
Right.
So we kind of translate it into words, but Yeah, it's funny you say that because that's kind of the answer I have to give people. And some people look at me and they're like, what? what do you mean you can't explain it? And I'm like, go read some near death experience literature. Maybe it'll help clear it up because I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
But I love that thing about people doing what they love doing here. Because I get that a lot too. Like, if someone loved the beach, they'll tell me like, "Oh, I'm not watching you and my grandchildren. I'm at the beach." And I'm like, and they're like, "Oh my God, my mom lives on the beach. She loved it. Whatever it is."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was really my question for you. But it was just funny because I saw the near death experience thing in your bio, and I was like, "Oh well, who better to ask this question than someone who's kind of been there already." But so you just saw the light, though. You didn't like kind of go to the other side like some other people who have the near death.
Yeah, I didn't go. So but I did have a life review and a previous experience. And I guess I had what you would call, I've kind of touched into maybe what people refer to as the Summerlands.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've had a couple of different experiences where I was, actually over there.
Right. That's so interesting.
And all related to allergic reaction to medication or like anesthesia.
Right,
so they were all related to that. Mm-hmm.
Well, remind me to never give you a Tylenol.
Right.
I'm not trying to kill you when we meet. Please don't ask. Maybe a stick of gum, that's it. But no, it's so interesting that you've had more than one.
Yeah.
You're not the first person that I've talked to that had a near-death experience and then went on to have another one. There was, she actually passed a few years ago, but she used to work with Forever Family a lot. I think it was before you were certified. I don't know if you ever met this woman. Her name was Robin. And she told me that she had two of them, like years apart. And I don't think the circumstances were the same. It was a while ago. I didn't see her a lot. It is for Forever Family. So
right.
Years and events and stuff. But the last time I saw her was at a grief retreat, and I think one was when she was very young, like a teenager, and I think it was a car accident. And I cannot remember what the second one was, but it was many, many years later that it had happened. And I was like, this is, having one is so unusual. Like, if you have two, it's like there's like a bigger plan for you. Like, how do you even, argue that one?
Right,
I mean?
Right.
Obviously, something's going on here if one person's having more of these kind of anomalous experiences.
Yeah, I even start to panic now if I have to have dental work, any kind of sedation. Right. It's like, well, I'm going on a trip.
Right, you're like, oh, God, am I coming back this time or what? Like, this is a one-way ticket? I know, I would be nervous, too. Well, God forbid, I hope that, we don't have that happen again.
Right.
So, Connie, before we get to our callers, I know you have a bunch of events coming up and things you want to just let everyone know about. So, please, now would be the time, let everyone know where to find you.
Oh, sure.
Gallery events, anything like that.
Yeah, so I'm doing the large group demonstrations in Lakewood Ranch, Florida. So I have one this Saturday. I think there's only a couple tickets left. And then I'm back on June 3rd. And then that's at the Yoga Bar in Lakewood Ranch, Florida. And then I'm in Miami at Luna Bohemia in Miami on April 29th. And then I am in Venice, Florida on June 17th at the Heart Space Center. But I just wanted to also let the listeners know that I am not tied to Florida just because I live here. I love to travel. So, if anybody wants to do a large group event, just get a hold of me. And I especially love to give back and work with charities and fundraisers. And so if anybody, wants to do anything like that, just get in touch with me.
Awesome. I love that. Yeah. I like to travel too. Yeah. It's funny you say that. I was thinking too, I was like, I live in New York. There's so many opportunities here, but like, I could be going anywhere and doing this. Why
right.
am I not like kind of spreading the word and going to other places? So give Connie a call, everybody, if you want to book something. She's willing to travel, so you don't get that often with people that are willing to travel for work. So call Connie. Okay, cool. So for those who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Connie Fusella. And be sure to check out Connie's website at www.meaningfulmessages.info. And if people wanted to reach out to you for readings and stuff, this is the best place to go, right? Is your website?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So let's get to our phone lines. You ready to take some calls?
I sure am.
Awesome. So before we take our first caller, just as a reminder, if we take your call on air, I will call out to you by your first name and you can let us know if you'd like to have a connection to spirit, and Connie will do a mini reading for you. Or if you have a question instead, we are always more than happy to answer your questions. Okay, so let's get to our first caller. Is Yvonne from Florida? Hi, Yvonne.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, Yvonne, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
Connection with Spirit.
Awesome. I'll turn you over to Connie.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. All right. Let me think about you here for a second. All right. Yvonne, do you understand? I have a gentleman that steps forward, and I feel with him that he had some years left. So I'm going to put him maybe in his mid-70s when he passes. I feel that he has a medium build. I feel like he pretty much stayed the same weight throughout most of his life, didn't put up.
Yeah, that's my father.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like it's a father. And he's also kind of pointing into his like heart area. Do you understand that he was on some medication for heart issues?
Yes, he died of a heart attack.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm feeling him also giving me the month of March as being significant for a birthday, passing, or anniversary. Do you understand March?
March, my daughter's birthday is the only thing that comes to mind when you say March.
Perfect. Yep. Birthdays, passings, or anniversaries in the family. And I'm also understanding from him, do you understand a connection to a name like William or Bill? Here or past?
No.
Okay. I have the WI. So I feel like it's a name like Will or William. So keep that in mind. Okay. I also feel with him, did you have like some kind of like a medium size dog that's like a mixed lab type of dog?
I've had a few.
Yeah, I feel like there's at least one dog with your dad up there in spirit. And it looks like a, you know, like a mixed mutt, like a lab type of dog. He's also giving me the number two as being significant. Are you one of two or have two children?
I have two children, two girls.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, so he's coming through with a lot of love. I know that you had a close connection with me know that I feel like with the heart situation he was aware of that, and I do feel like I said that he had been on medication for a while, but he is letting me know that this is something that came out of the blue, and I feel like that there was not any time for goodbye. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So he's just, you know, coming through today with lots of love for you to let you know that he is very, very much around you. He's kind of also showing me, what is that? Do you understand a connection to the Northeast, like New York or New Jersey?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm hearing a connection to the Northeast for you as well. Okay. And the other thing that he's talking about is where you live. When you look out, do you see like a body of water?
I have a pool outside.
Okay, a pool. Okay. And also, yes. Is there do you have like a garden that you like work in?
I don't, but my husband does.
Okay, because I'm all right. Because your dad is showing me, like, you know, I know that you see water. I'm seeing a garden. So it's just letting me know he's very, very much around you. And around your home. So I'm just going to let you know that your dad is with you and leave him with you with all his love.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Yvonne. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, very good. All right, Connie, you are impressing me as always. next up, we have Pam from Nevada. Hi, Pam.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing okay. So, Pam, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for me and Connie?
Connection with Spirit, please.
Okay, you got it.
Hi, Pam. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Connie. I'm doing okay. How about you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Pam, do you have a mom in spirit?
I do.
Okay. Do you understand that she passed? I'm going to put her maybe in her late 70s, early 80s.
She was actually a little older.
Pam?
Yes.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, does it? Can you hear me? Do you understand she passed in her late 70s, early 80s?
She was actually a little older.
Okay. Okay. Fine. I know she's up there. So, I'm also getting a feeling with her that she had some mobility issues that in the end. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And do you understand that there was something like a hip injury or a surgery?
No.
Okay. She is giving me a specific sign. Do you understand someone close to you or next to you that would have had the hip surgery?
Not that it has passed, no.
That's okay, but somebody here did?
Yes.
Perfect, okay. She's mentioning that, so I know that that happened, you know, for you or someone around you, okay?
Okay.
And your mom is also making me understand that you were instrumental in her care as she started to decline. You understand that?
I don't think I really did that much, but, you know,
she feels like that. Yeah. She feels like that you did. So I want to say that she's coming through to thank you because I feel like you were on top of things with making calls and making sure that she got the care that she needed.
Okay.
You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a husband that passed?
No.
Okay. There's a gentleman that kind of is around the same age as you, a couple years apart. Do you understand that for a male passing within a few years of you, an age?
No.
Okay. So this gentleman that I have now broaden your horizon a little bit. Okay. I feel like this is either a cousin or like a family friend. And I feel with him that his passing is a bit unexpected and I'm going to
Hello?
Is when he passes. Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear?
Could you repeat? Because you went out.
Sure. I feel like this gentleman, I asked that you broaden your horizons. I feel like that he is a friend or he is like a cousin. Okay. So
okay.
This is someone that passed, I believe, in his mid 50s to early 60s.
Okay.
Does that make sense for you?
I'm thinking, and it's definitely a male, huh?
Yes, it feels like a male to me. Mm-hmm. That's okay. I can let you think about that. I want to acknowledge him, and I also have a connection to a name like John for you.
John, no.
Okay. First, middle, or last name with the J?
Oh, my goodness. Nothing. I'm not thinking of anything right now, but,
okay.
You know, maybe,
that's okay.
Maybe later it'll hit me.
That's okay. Do you also have a dad that passed, Pam?
I don't.
Okay. Do you have a father-in-law?
I do, but he has not passed.
Okay. I have a father-like figure. He does have a military connection. And he's about 5'11". He's just under 6 foot tall. Would this make sense for you for a grandfather?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you understand that I feel like that grandfather's name does carry in the family? You understand
that? Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. So I want to acknowledge him as coming through as well. I also want to say, do you have a cat or did you have some cats?
No.
Okay. Did your mom?
No.
Okay. So I see cats and I'm around your mom. The other way that I can take that is, do you understand a name like Catherine?
No, I don't.
Okay. Think about that. So there's a Catherine, Kate, Kathy name also. That I'm getting a connection with you if you don't understand the cat.
Okay. I'll put...
Yep, no problem. Do you understand a younger female passing, Pam?
A younger female? No.
Okay. I also just have to acknowledge, I do feel I have a younger female here. I'm going to put her under 60, okay?
Okay.
And again, I feel like I'm in, like, this is a, actually, I feel like this is a friend. And I also feel with her that this is a passing from cancer.
About a minute left.
Is that ringing any bells?
Yes, actually.
Okay, yeah. So that's what happens. It's a little intimidating, right, on the phone. but I have to acknowledge her. And do you understand that this was like a friend?
Well, I had a cousin.
A cousin, okay, yeah. Sometimes they come the same as me, friends and cousins, because they're not like, you know, the immediate family. So I do want to acknowledge her. I also have an L name, like Lynn, Lisa.
No.
Okay. No. All right. Think about that as a first, middle, or last name. Sometimes when I hear L, it actually is also like Ellen or, you know, an L name like that. But I don't know. I feel like it's more like a Lisa, Linda, Lori type of name.
Okay. I'll think about that one. Yeah. Maybe something will come through.
Okay. But I want to just touch back again, you know, with your mom that I have here. I also have to say with her, Pam, I feel like she's letting me know that there were some times where there was a bit of a disconnect between you and her. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And she's... Yeah, so she's coming through because I feel like she's a bit stubborn, but I also have to say I feel like you're a bit stubborn. So your mom is kind of chuckling a little bit and just kind of saying, I wish that I said that I loved you more. I wish that, you know, that I expressed myself a little bit more. But, you know, what's in the past is what she's saying. So I know she gives me the feeling that, you know, you just weren't on the same page all the time.
that's true.
Yeah, but she's coming through with so much love for you and so much gratitude for all that you did for her.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Pam.
Yes, thank you, Joe.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Good night.
All right, bye-bye. Good night. Okay, awesome. Ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. We have Ani from New Jersey. Hi, Ani.
Hi, I'm back here.
You there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. So, Ani, did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question for us?
Connection with the spirit, please.
Okay, great. You got it.
Hi, Ani. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So let me think about you here for a minute. Do you understand a mom in spirit?
Yes, sure.
Okay. Do you understand that she's on the shorter side? Okay. So I feel like she's maybe 5'3". Okay. Yeah. She also lets me know that she wore her hair short. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And I also feel like there's, and she's showing me, she has like a little bit of a rounder face. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. She's also letting me know, she's giving me the month of April as being significant. Do you understand April for a birthday, passing, or anniversary in your family?
My niece's birthday. Actually, which is tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And her granddaughter.
Okay, perfect. Do you understand a name like, I feel like there's a name that with an S, like Sylvie or...
That's her name.
You're kidding me.
Her name. Yeah.
So, I still surprised myself when I did that. Sorry. So she is very, very strong, very, very much around you, Ani. A very lovely woman. She makes me understand with her personality that she was always busy. Do you understand that? She always liked to keep moving, keep doing things, right? And to the point where I feel like, you know, you would have to tell her, oh, slow down, don't do that, you know. But she liked to keep busy. Do you have any connection to the restaurant industry?
Restaurant industry? No.
Yeah. Because your mom used to show you. What was that?
She loved to cook, but not loved to cook at all.
Okay. Yeah, she's showing me the cooking. I wasn't sure if it was restaurant industry or just cooking. Now, she's also giving me the number 3. Are you one of 3 children or do you have 3 children?
No, neither.
Okay. What about the month of March? Is March significant for a birthday, passing, or anniversary?
My birthday, yeah.
Perfect.
My birthday.
Okay. And do you understand, as she shows it to me, that she had problems with something going on in her lungs?
Not really. Not her lungs, but her legs and the knees.
Okay. She's showing me like fluid, okay? So I feel like there's something in the end with lungs and fluid, okay? And I'm also feeling with her, she makes me understand that with her illness, okay, that I feel like that there was something that was underlying for a while that maybe went unnoticed, and then there was like a late diagnosis. Does that make sense?
Her heart, but we knew that there was a problem.
Okay, but it was there for a while? Because she makes me understand that she's aware of her illness.
I would say a year or two.
Okay, yeah. She makes me understand that she has an illness and that she's managing for a while. It's underlying. It's there, okay? But then I feel like she tells me also that there's like a problem with her blood. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, she had that, yeah, the blood.
Okay,
but then
perfect.
Everything, then it was corrected, yeah.
Okay,
she was hospitalized
all right.
For that, yeah.
Got you, yes, so she's making me understand that. So now I have to ask you, because I see this cat again, do you have cats?
About a minute left.
Yeah, we had a cat, and
okay.
We had a dog, yeah.
Okay, I see a cat in spirit, so that's with your mom, okay?
Really?
And she's also letting me know, do you understand, because I feel like, I don't know why she's showing me this, but did your mom wear slippers a lot?
Wait, what?
Slippers.
Slippers, yes. She always wore slippers, yes.
Well, she still is. She's showing me walking around in slippers. So you understand that. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, she's coming through with so much love for you today, Ani. So just know that your mom is very much around you and your family.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Ani. Have a good night.
Okay. Good night.
All right. Good night. Okay. You're on fire tonight, my friend. That was good. I know. Isn't it funny when you scare yourself when you need to do a reading? I do it sometimes too, and I'm like, and the person looks at you and they're like, "Why are you surprised?" And I'm like,
"I know."
still, I'm still shocking. Okay, so our next caller is Margaret from Pennsylvania. Hi, Margaret.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, Margaret, did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question?
With spirit, please.
Okay, I will leave you in Connie's capable hands.
Hi, Margaret. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. Margaret, do you understand? You have a husband in spirit.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you understand that he's letting me know that he passed from illness, but I feel like there's something that just took a little bit of time with him as well?
No.
Okay. He's letting me know that he's got something. Again, this is my feeling, where somebody's managing something. So would he have been on, like, you know, heart-related medicine, high cholesterol, high blood pressure?
No.
Okay. He's pointing to the heart area. Okay. So I do feel like there's something going on with him there. And I feel like there's something that's underlying. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, there is an issue. Is that making sense?
He died instantly, yes.
Okay. Yeah. But I feel like what I'm saying is there's was something underlying that was an issue. And then this happened out of the blue, right? So do you understand a connection to a name like John? First, John? Middle, or last could. Name? Yep.
It could be.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay. And I also have a name like Robert or Bobby or Rob.
Oh, it could be my brother. My brother-in-law.
Okay. Is your brother passed?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it's most likely your brother. So let's hold on here a minute. So I've got your husband here. I'm understanding from him. Do you understand? He makes me also understand that he was at home. Is that correct?
Yes, he was.
Yep. And he's making me.
I lost you. Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Now I can.
Yeah. Your husband makes me understand that you were around as well.
Yes, I was.
Okay, so I have to say to you, and I understand that this happened quickly, but he's smiling and letting me know that, you know, that he was in your arms at the very end, and I have to tell you, he's pretty charming, and I feel like he could be a bit of a romantic because he's saying to me, well, what a way to go! I'm in my wife's arms, so you need to know that he felt so very loved in his final moments. Okay. Also, do you understand the month of September as being significant? He's giving me September as a birthday, passing, or anniversary for someone in your family.
It could be my daughter's birthday or my mother-in-law's birthday.
Okay. Most likely your daughter's. And do you understand the number three or three children?
Yes.
Okay. So I also want to just pop over and acknowledge your brother that's waiting patiently here. Did you also have three siblings?
No, I have 11 siblings.
Okay. Are there three of either girls or boys? I'm getting the three again.
I had three brothers who passed.
Three brothers. There it is. Okay. I know there's three of something. Do you understand a name like James or Jimmy?
My son-in-law is James.
Okay. Perfect. And also I hear the name Anne. Do you understand Anne as a first or middle name?
Could be middle name.
Okay. All right. All right. So you definitely.
So is he saying anything about some health issues for me?
Let me just get with him for a second here. Okay. I also have to talk about. Let's see here. Do you understand diabetes as well?
For him.
Okay. Yep. And did he have any kind of knee surgery?
About a minute left.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So he's letting me know. I want to let you know, Margaret, he's very, very much around you and he's with you for, you know, everything that you're going through. He's making me understand. Are you going through tests right now?
Yes.
Okay. He's just saying he's with you, okay? So, you know, he's letting me know you have the tendency to think the worst, and he's saying don't do that, okay? So know that, you know, your husband is right with you, holding your hand as you go through everything that you're going through your tests, and just have a positive outlook, he's saying, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling,
Thank
Margaret.
You. Thank you.
Take
you so
care.
Much.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Next up, we have Velma from Georgia. Hi, Velma. Velma, you there? I think we might have lost her.
Okay.
Hello?
Velma?
Hello? Yeah.
Hi. Can you hear us?
I can hear.
Perfect. Okay. Nice to talk to you.
Can I ask if I could let my nephew do it? He's here with me instead of me?
Sure. You can have him hop on the line.
Okay.
All right. What's your nephew's name?
Scooter.
Okay. So, Scooter, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question?
Spirit.
Okay, you got it. All right, Connie.
Okay. Hi, Scooter. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Good. All right. Let me think about you here for a second. Do you understand? Do you understand a younger female passing?
Yes.
Okay. And do you understand that there's something unexpected about her passing?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm...
Hello?
The next. Hello? And I feel like that there is no time for goodbyes. Do you understand? Hi. Can you hear me?
I couldn't understand you.
Okay. I'm understanding that she's here 1 minute and then she's gone the next, and that there wasn't any time for goodbyes. Do you understand that?
No.
Okay. She's making me feel like her passing is quick. Okay. And it's unexpected. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So do you understand also that the month of March is significant for a birthday passing or anniversary?
I think my auntie, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
March. Perfect. I'm not sure the date.
That's okay. Okay. And do you also understand with her, let's see. She's giving me the number 2. So are you one of 2 children?
I'm one, but no, I'm not. No, I'm not sibling. I don't have any siblings.
Okay. Do you have 2 children? She's giving me 2. So it's usually for children or number of children, or the month of February would be significant.
No. Not that I can recollect, no.
Okay. No problem. So what I'm understanding from her, do you understand that this is illness for her passing?
Illness?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And what I'm feeling from her is, do you understand that, I don't know why, but she makes me feel like, I don't know, like something was either missed, or she didn't get the treatment right away, and then something went quick for her. Does this make sense?
No.
Okay.
Ma'am.
All right. So she's making me understand that for some reason that I feel that what this is shouldn't have gone so quickly. Does that make sense?
Are we still talking about the same spirit, the younger female?
Yes.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Because I get a feeling like there's some. All right, because I get the feeling that there's something a little fluky about this, that this isn't a common thing. Do you understand that?
Yes, I understand that.
Okay, all right. So let's see here. Do you also understand a name that, like, hold on a minute. Do you understand a name like Jerry?
Yeah.
Okay, and who is Jerry to you?
He's an uncle to me.
Okay, is he passed as well?
Yes.
Okay, I just then that's him just popping in and saying hello to you as well, okay?
Okay,
I feel like he's kind of looking out for you. So I want to go back to this younger female. I also have to say with her, do you understand that she was very particular about the way that she looked, that she took care of herself?
Well, I can't really recollect on that.
Okay. All right. So she's making me aware of that, like she's particularly pointing to her hair. So I don't know if she regularly went and got her hair done, but I feel like she's particular, you know, careful with the way that she looked and wanted like her hair to look a certain way.
30 seconds left.
So she's making me go to the hair in particular.
it seems kind of like someone else, but when you say a younger female, you know, it kind of you know, like misses me a little bit, but
okay. No problem. We could have a couple of people here, but I wanted to let you know that I do feel this younger female with her. I do understand there's something fluky or unexpected about her passing. And I also wanted to let you know that I feel that your Uncle Jerry is around as well. So he gave his name to say hello. So I hope that was helpful for you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much for calling, Scooter. You take care.
All right.
Take care now. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Okay. All right. We are just blazing along here. We have time for one, maybe two more. So we'll try to squeeze. I know I'm working to the bone tonight, right?
No problem.
So next up, we have Latiana from Georgia. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
A connection, please.
Okay, a connection it is.
Hi, Latiana. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Beautiful name, by the way. Love it.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Latiana, do you understand a younger soul in spirit, maybe under the age of 30?
Yes.
Okay. And do you understand? Okay, great. Do you understand that this is an unexpected passing?
I do. Yes.
Okay. And is this a child for you?
Not a child for me, but very close to me.
Okay, all right. But it's a younger person, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very close.
Do you understand that you understand the month of June as being significant?
We have birthdays in June.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And do you understand that this is a female?
Yeah.
Okay. And she's especially, let's see here. She makes me understand that, like, you know, that you're like a godmother or something to her. Does that make sense?
It does in a way, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm also hearing from her, she's actually singing. Is that something that she like to do, because she's got a beautiful voice?
Yes.
So I also feel like that you know, I just have the feeling like she had everything going for her, this girl. She makes me understand, do you understand that this is some, you know, I feel like this is a tragic passing, and she also makes me feel that this was also very sudden. You understand that?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. Do you understand she's talking about a delay? Do you understand there was a delay in either finding out or people getting to her?
Kind of, but not really.
Okay, yeah, I feel like it's not something that people know immediately about. I feel like there's just a little bit of while before, you know, people are aware of what's going on. Do you understand that she would want to in some way, you know, have some remorse for what happened to her?
For her to have remorse?
Yes.
Or for, I don't think so.
I kind of feel like there's something that, like, she's letting me know there's something that's beyond her control. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Was this an accident?
Kind of.
Okay.
I think so.
I kind of feel like she also, though, in some way wants to, you know, say there was something that I could have done. Would you understand why she would do that?
No.
Okay. All right. So she's giving me, I'm just going to let, she just makes me feel that. And somehow she feels like she could have done something in some way to prevent this. Okay. That's just how she's making me feel. She's taking that on. Okay. I want to also say that, she is showing me, this is interesting. Was this like a big, was there a lot of big family get-togethers? Like, because I'm seeing, like, long, like, tables, like picnic tables outside, like barbecue. Is that something that you and her would have done together?
Not a lot. Not a whole lot, but there were a few, yes.
Yeah, and she's bringing that up as memories, okay? The other thing that she's showing to me is a bunch of balloons going up. Does that have meaning for you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Was that done for her?
Yeah, we do it for her.
Yeah, so she knows that. Yeah, yeah. So she sees that and she knows that. So she knows that you're honoring her memory and thinking of her. So she's very, very much around you. She's also... what else is she showing me?
About 30 seconds left.
Okay, let me see. She also gives me the month of April as being significant. Do you understand that? Birthday
not super significant.
Okay, either April or the number 4 would also have meaning. So think about that. One of 4 children, or the number 4 is in a date.
Yeah, I'm one of 4.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, I want to let you know again, she's very, very lovely, and I hear her singing, and she's just doing fine, so you should know that, and I'm going to leave her with all her love with you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
All right, take care. Thank you.
Good night. Okay, well, Connie, we made it to the end. This hour flies by, right?
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Yeah. Well, we are just about out of time. But I'd like to thank our guest, Connie Fusella, for joining us this evening. And again, Connie, if our listeners would like more information about your work, or they want to book a reading or inquire about you coming to visit for a group thing, the best place is your website.
Yeah, go to my website and just email or give me a call. And for booking our readings, I do book about 3 months out, but you would purchase your session and then I will respond to you with my first available dates.
Cool. And your website's meaningfulmessages.info, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so everyone go visit Connie there. And do you have social media too, Connie?
Yes, I'm on Instagram at psychic, I can't even think, at psychic medium Connie Fusella, and I'm on Facebook under Meaningful Messages with Connie Fusella.
Perfect. All right, so go add Connie on Facebook and Instagram too. Okay, so thank you so much for being here, Connie. I really do appreciate it. I love having
you. You're welcome.
And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight, as always. And we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm your host, Joe Peretta. And if you want to check out my work, you can visit me on my website at joeperetta.com. That's 2 R's, 1 T. Or on Instagram or TikTok at Joe Peretta. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a good evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.